today's shiur is Masechta Bechorot Daf Nun Vav, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Our Mishnah continues in discussing the halachas of Ma'aseh Behemah. It says the Mishnah halakoyach: if somebody buys an animal, oshenitein lo b'matana, or an animal was given to someone as a gift, the halacha is both of these situations potter Ma'aseh Behemah. There is no chiyuv on Ma'aseh Behemah. Ask the Gemara, Menorah Mili, from where do we know this halacha? And as the Turi Evan asks, of course the halacha should be that a lekuach is potter from Ma'aseh Behemah, because he says, as our Gemara has said many times and will continue saying, that we learn the halacha of Ma'aseh Behemah. The Torah says, Asa to Asa is called Tvua Zarecha. We learned at the beginning of our perek, B'shnei Ma'aseh Hakos Medaber, the pasuk speaking about two types of meister, echad meister behemah v'achad meister dogen. One is meister behemah, one is meister dogen. And by meister dogen, the Torah says, maaser d'goncha, and not the meister that you buy from someone else. So ask the Torah Evan, if we're comparing these two types of meister, so obviously meister behemah should not be chayiv b'lekuach, as is the halacha by meister dogen. So the Achronim answered the Turi Evan's question that indeed, for the halacha of lekuach, we could learn it from Ma'aseh Dogen. What our Gemara is teaching us, said these Achronim, as we're going to learn later in the Shir Mitzvah Hashem, that even if one purchased, one sold an animal, and then repurchases that very animal, he's potter from Ma'aseh Behemah. That is the halacha that our Gemara is teaching us, that is how broadly we apply the concept of lekuach. And so again, ask the Gemara Menorah Mili, from where do we know that lekuach is taught from Ma'aseh Behemah? Amrach Gehana the Amakra. The pasuk says, Melaschav de'amacha loisa acher b'chor b'necha titen li. The Torah says, here the Torah speaks about b'chor b'necha, the halacha b'chor adam. Keitas l'shocha tzoncha shivas yomim tia yiyem imay b'yom eshmini titnali. The pasuk says, "B'cha b'necha titan li kain tasa b'sharcha l'tzayincha ma b'necha." Just like by b'char adam, ena b'kuach v'matana, the halacha doesn't apply if one purchased an animal or got it as a gift. A b'char is an animal that was born by someone. That then the halacha is that he's that has a din of b'char. Af tzarcha b'karcha. Ein chabal kochem matana doesn't apply. Bel kochem matana, it only applies in a situation of when it was born by you. We've quoted earlier in our Masechta, a machlokes achrayim, if there's a din of bechor by hefker. Many achrayim, the Turi Evan, Merit Al-Ghazi, the Menaches Chinuch, are all of the opinion that there is a din of Bechayra by Hefker as well. However, the Chasam Sofer uses our Gemara as a proof that that isn't the case, because he says our Gemara is trying to compare Ma'aseh Behemah to Bechar. Now, by Ma'aseh Behemah, he says certainly there is no halacha by Hefker, because what's the definition of Ma'aseh Behemah? You take together your animals and you go through the Ma'aseh Behemah procedure. And if our Gemara, as we're learning now, compares the halachas of Ma'aseh Behemah to Bechor, so just like there's no din of Ma'aseh Behemah by Hefker, so too will there be no din of Bechor by Hefker. Furthermore, ask Tosfos, there's a klal throughout Shas, Ein Donen Efshir Mishi Efshir. And therefore Tosfos asks, yes, as the Gemara just explained, lekuach matana aren't passable by meiser, by bechor. Bechor means an animal or a child that was born to you, a child that was born to a parent. But lekuach matana is certainly passable by meiser behema. So therefore, Tosfos asks, why don't we have here the rule of done ain't done an efshir, where lekuach matana is passable by a Ma'aseh Behemah, Mishi Efshir, from Bechor Adam, where it is impassable. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that question? So Taisha says a teretz. Taisha says this rule of Ein don an efshir mishi efshir, says Taisus, is only said by a binyan av. When we're trying to compare two things based on logic, so there we have a rule that if there are fundamental differences between the two subjects, Ein don an efshir mishi efshir. But here we're learning a hekish, and by a hekish, says Taisus, there is no concept of Ein don an efshir mishi efshir. Says the Gemara, for having b'chaksiv. But this pasuk is talking about b'char, not meiser. So how are we learning halachas of meiser behemah that we're saying that meiser behemah doesn't apply by l'kuch matana when the pasuk isn't speaking about meiser behemah? The pasuk is speaking about b'char. Answers the Gemara, amakra. Let's read the words of the pasuk. The words of the pasuk are kentas l'sharcha tzarcha im eni inyel b'char. So the word tasa is not appropriate, says the Gemara, to be used when we're speaking about a b'char behemah. Like isa basiyah, asiyah means that you're making it kadosh. You're not making this animal kadosh. The berechim kadosh, a b'char behemah becomes automatically kadosh when it is born. And therefore, since we can't say it's talking about a b'char behemah, we say it's talking tnei inu ma'is behema, as we have throughout Shas, imein inu davazer tnei linyan acha. Ask the Mefarshim that we've learned that by bechor also, the Gemara says it in Masechta Erechin, that even though the bechor becomes kadosh as soon as it's born, there's a mitzvah to be magdishit bepeh, to orally declare that this animal is kadosh. So how does our Gemara say, ask the Mefarshim, that a bechor behema is not basia? So they answer, the mitzvah Eisen answers, that even though there may be a mitzvah to verbally declare the bechor behema as a bechor, that doesn't mean that it isn't a bechor anyway. Of course it's a bechor the moment it's born, whereas by ma'isa behema, until it's properly designated, it's not considered Maisa Behema under any circumstances. So what the Gemara has said is as follows. The Pasuk begins by speaking about Bechor Adam, and then the Pasuk continues by saying, Kein Tas L'Sharcha L'Tzoyncha. Clearly, as we just explained, the Pasuk cannot be speaking about Bechor Behema, because Bechor Behema doesn't require a Siyah. So the Gemara is saying, we're going to say that the Pasuk is speaking about Maisa Behema. But ask the Gemara, yes, we've proven that the Pasuk isn't speaking about Bechor Behema. But why are we saying that it's speaking about Maisa Behema? Ema, Tanei Linyan L'Chat Svashem. Maybe what the Pasuk is teaching us is that if one has to bring a carbon, Chat is a carbon Asham, he can't use an animal which is L'Kuach, which was purchased, or Matana, that was given as a gift. Answers the Gemara, because it's compared to Bencha. Domi the Bencha. The Torah is comparing this animal that we're speaking about to the Bechor Adam. Ma Bencha. A Bechor Adam in a Baal Chet has nothing to do with a person having done an Aveira. Af Tzoyn Chavisharcha is talking about a situation in a Baal Chet. Bechat Tzvashram comes for an Aveira. Ema, says the Gemara, fine. It's not talking about Chat Tzvashram, but maybe what the Pasuk is speaking about, Tenei Inyin Lu'ayu L'Vishlamin. That oil of the shlomim, carbon oil and carbon shlomim aren't brought for an aveira, and the pasuk is teaching us that if one brings an animal, the animal that one brings for carbon oil or carbon shlomim may not be lekuach or matana. Says the Gemara again, dumi the bincha. We're comparing the animal, the sharcha and soincha was speaking to the bincha. Ma bincha she'en abav ben dadav v'dava. A bechor adam is not something that comes, that we donated, we're obligated that the Bechor Adam has a din of Bechor. Av Tzoyncha V'Sharcha is talking about something that didn't come as a donation. Oila and Ashlamin are donations. Ask the Gemara, the Gemara still persists. The Ema Tnei Inyan L'Oila Sriya. As we've discussed, on every one of the Sholosh Regalim, the halach is the one has to bring an Oila Sriya, a carbon Oila, to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not something which is donated, it's obligatory. And on the other hand, it doesn't come because of an Aveira. So maybe when the Torah is comparing Sharcha v'tzoncha to Bechar Adam, what the Torah is teaching us is that the Oilus Re'iya has to be an animal which is not Lekuach or Matana. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. And it's not teaching us a halacha regarding Maisa Behema, says the Gemara. Again, Dumya de Bincha. It has to be compared to Bincha. Ma Bincha she'en kvuas man. A Bechar Adam happens any time of the year. Baruch Hashem, Bechar Adams are born all of the time. And so too is Maisa Behema. You could take Maisa Behema any time during the year. Whereas, Af Sharcha V'tzoncha En Kavula is man, so too must the animal we speak about not have a specific time like Maisa Behema. Whereas, Olus Ria has a specific time. The specific time of the Olus Ria is on Yom Tov. And as the Rashi's Bikurim explains, even though the Halacha of course is that if one so chose, he could designate an animal any time during the year, that will be the animal that he's going to be using for his Oilus Ria. The Kedusha, however, of that animal doesn't really come until he actually brings it to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. Whereas, when we speak about Maisa Behema or Bechar Adam, their full Kedusha could come any time during the year. Continues the Gemara. Ima bincha, en v'kuach klal. So now the Gemara goes the other way. We're learning the halacha of Maisa Behema from Bechar Adam. And we've learned at the beginning of the shir that by Bechar Adam, there's never a concept of l'kuach. A Bechar Adam means an animal that's born to you. At Sharcha v'tzoncha, so too the halacha should be that there should never be a din of Maiser Behema by an animal which is purchased. However, as the Gemara, Alama Amr of Asi Amr of Yoichanan, Lokach Asar Ubimimei Iman, if somebody bought 10 fetuses and then the animals were born, so even though they started off as Lekuach, but they were born already in my possession, the halacha is Kornach Nasim Adilis Asir. The din of Maiser Behema will apply. If we're saying that we're comparing Maisa Behema to Bechar, it should be compared completely and be totally excluded from the halacha of Maisa Behema, any situation of Lekuach, Amar Rava, Amar Kra Tase. Again, the pasuk that is teaching us the exclusion of Lekuach, the exemption of Lekuach, looks at the B'shas Asir Mita Kosov. We look at the moment where we're going through the procedure of the Maisa Behema. And when is that? When the animal is born. Here, when the animal was born, it was already born in my possession. And since it was already born in my possession, therefore the halacha will be that even though it was originally purchased, it was purchased as a fetus, the halacha will be that I'm chayiv and maisa behema. And indeed, the Gemara begins to analyze this din of Rabbi Yochanan. Gufo, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Lokach Asar Uber Mimei Ima, if one purchased 10 fetuses, all of them are brought in, all of them are taken for Maisa. Since I bought them when they were fetuses and they were already born, when they were born, they were in my possession. Ask the Gemara of Anantanan. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah made a blanket statement. The Mishnah doesn't make any differentiations what type of lekuach situation it is. The Mishnah says that in all circumstances, a lekuach is potter from Maisa Behema. Amr Sir Belaza said, Rabbi Yochanan Chazoy Bechelma, I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, and therefore, since I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, I know the Milsya Ma'al Yamina. I'm going to say a good Dvar Torah. As the Mefarshim explains, the seeing the face of a Talmud Chacham brings a hashpah that one should be able to learn Torah properly. As we see, the Gemara, the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu would pass, everybody would look at him. even though his face, karen arponov, even though his face was shining. Because there's a special point in seeing the face of a tzaddik. Chokmas Adam Toyer Ponov. And in fact, we find the famous Gemara. The Rebbe said that he was greater than all of his colleagues because he saw Remeir Macharev. He just saw the back of Remeir. Had he seen Remeir's face, he would have even been so much more greater. The Gemara says, regarding Eliyahu HaNavi, Ashri mi shara pana b'chaloyim. If somebody sees the face of Eliyahu HaNavi in a dream, that brings tremendous siyata d'shmaya. In fact, I saw from Darizal that Darizal says that the halacha is chayev adam lahagbel pana b'rego. So the Chidah quotes from Darizal. Why? Because when we have this combination of regal, of yontif, and also the person sees Pnei Rabbi, the face of his Rebbe, that combination brings a tremendous hashpah that should have hatzlocha in learning. And therefore, Rabbi Lazar says, since I saw the face of Rabbi Yochanan, that gave me siyata d'shmaya, the milsim malis amina, that I should be able to say a wonderful explanation. Amakra, the pasuk says, Tasa b'shas asiyah miyatakosuf. We have to look at when the animal is being designated as the Maisa Behema animal. That is the moment to check if, that is the moment to look if it's Lekuach or not. Eisei Rav Shimon Eliyakim Rav Elazar HaLekuach Chal Amais HaMechusas Ma. The halacha is, we know, that an animal until it's 8 days old may not be brought as a carbon. And the halacha here says this braisa, is that if I bought an animal, let's say it's just 2 days old, so right now it's not shas asiya. I can't designate that animal yet as maisa behema, because I just said we must wait for the animal till it's 8 days old. Yet says the braisa halakuach that the exemption of lakuach applies to this animal as well. Amalek. To which he said, Zuh ein Mishnah. We never learned this Mishnah. And Rashi says, Tu Pshatim. Either that there is no such Braisa, or that even if there is a Braisa like this, it's an incorrect Braisa. And I saw a very interesting Pshat, how somebody could say Zuh ein Mishnah. Just because I never heard of a Braisa, does that mean that the Braisa is incorrect? Or even if it's correct, even if it was said, it's incorrect. How could somebody be so confident to make such a statement? So Mefarshim explained that we know Braises, Mishnayos, are all Torah Sheba Peh. And Torah Sheba Peh actually is here to explain Torah Sheba Ksav. So in order for a Braise or a Mishnah to be considered authentic, it has to be a Braise or a Mishnah that explains and can be connected to a pasuk in the Torah. He was so confident that this braisa, that the din of this braisa, has no place in Torah Sheba Ksav, that he was able to make a statement, Zuein a Mishnah. Then comes Zuein a Mishnah, and even if you will say it's a Mishnah, it represents Rav Shimon Yehuda Himshin Rav Shimon. It represents that opinion. Zomer, Mechosuz Ma'an Nechnas Vadil Es Aser. That even though, as we just said, we cannot bring an animal until it's 8 days old as a carbon, that doesn't prevent it from being eligible to go through already the Maisa Behema procedure. Because Arei Kebuchar, just like a Bechor, Ma Bechor Kodesh Lefnei Zmanoi, as soon as the Bechor is born, as we've been saying in our Shiurim, it has the Kedusha. However, the Korei L'Ach Zmanoi, it's only brought later on, after 8 days old, af mechusas man, kadosh lefnei zmanoi, it could be part of the maisa behema procedure as soon as it's born, but it won't be brought as a carbon, only lachas manoi. And therefore, even though the animal is a mechusas man, if that's when I bought it, the exemption of lekuach will apply, even though the exemption of lekuach does not apply when I bought the animal when it was still only a fetus. We're going to learn the Mitzvah Mishnah tomorrow. The Mishnah says, Hakol Nechnosim L'Aser. All animals are part of the Ma'aseh Behema obligation. And as the Gemara explains, since the Mishnah uses the words Hakol Nechnosim L'Aser, it's coming to add that an animal which is normally not kosher to be brought as a carbon may be brought for Ma'aseh Behema. And the Gemara says, what does that refer to? An Esnam. The Torah Kedosha says that an Esnam, which is an animal that was given to a Zoyna as payment, may not be used as a carbon. Here, under certain circumstances, an Esnam is going to be included in the Chi of a Maisa Behema. So says the Gemara, Panitanika Medirav, Eza Esnam Shenichnas Ladir Les Aser, when is an Esnam included in the Maisa Behema obligation? Kol Shenosnoloi, where it was given to the Esnan as payment, and then the person who gave it to the Esnan brought it back, so that animal he includes in his Ma'aseh Behema obligation. Ask the Gemara, but if he purchased it back, for Ifsalei B'Lekuach, it becomes disqualified because he purchased it. And we know that an animal, we've been learning our whole shiur today, the Lekuach, there's no dinner Ma'aseh Behema by Lekuach, says the Gemara. He obviously forgot what Rabbi Yochanan just taught us, the loka kasar ubri v'mei iman, if somebody birth fetuses, kulam nechnasim v'dir l'sasim. So obviously we're referring here to the situation where he gave the esnan to the zogna, he gave her a fetus, and he purchased it back while it's still a fetus, and that's why the exemption of lekuach will not apply. However, indeed, if he would have given it to her as a whole, as regular animal, and then purchased it back, even if there is no din of Esnan here, there will be a din here of Lekuach, and it will be exempt from Ma'aseh Behema. So the Mefarshim make a very interesting point. The Shaila Shetshuvos B'Tzeilei Chochma uses this Gemara to discuss an interesting Shaila. Two words of introduction in order to understand the Shaila. The halacha is that when one wants to properly fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, he shouldn't just buy a Sefer Torah, he should have a Sefer Torah specifically commissioned on his behalf. And furthermore, the halacha is that under normal circumstances, if one bought a Sefer Torah, one owns a Sefer Torah, he may not sell it, only under very specific situations, such as a situation where he needs money to marry off a child. So the question that was asked to the Shaila Shetshuvos B'Tzeilei Chochma was, there was a person who had a Sefer Torah written, a beautiful Sefer Torah, and then unfortunately this person's situation, financial situation changed, and he had to sell the Sefer Torah in order to marry off a child. And now, Baruch Hashem, he's financially better off again. And his question is, if he purchases back that Sefer Torah that he sold, will it be considered as if he fulfilled the mitzvah properly, that this is the Sefer Torah that he wrote in order to be mekayim the mitzvah? Or will this be considered Sefer Torah, which is a lekuach, a bought Sefer Torah, which, as I quoted from the Ramah, is not the highest level of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sefer Torah? And he says clearly, our Gemara is a raya, that if you purchase something back, it's considered lekuach, and therefore it will not be considered as if he commissioned the Sefer Torah. Ask the Gemara, why are we trying to come up with a situation that the Esna, trying to understand the Braisa, and trying to come up with a situation where there's a chiv of mice on the animal that was used as an esnan, is where it was sold as a fetus and purchased back as a fetus, still while it's a fetus. Why don't we just say a simple situation? The tesriir, where the animal was given to the zayna, and the zayna is going to be mechuyev in mice of behema, where the zayna got it as a fetus and now has a chiv when it's born to take, to use it for Ma'aseh Behema. Answers the Gemara, the Zoyna Kutas. This Braisa is speaking about a non-Jewish Zoyna, so obviously she has no chiyuv on Ma'aseh Behema. asked the Gemara for looking at Bezoni Yisraelis, why are we looking to explain that the Brice is speaking Bezoni Kutis? And therefore come up with this whole interesting scenario where he gave it to her as a fetus and purchased it back as a fetus. Why don't we just say that the Brice is speaking about a Zoni Yisraelis and therefore the Tesra'iyah, and she's taking the Meiser herself? So there's a very interesting verse from the Marit Al Ghazi. At the beginning of our parak, when we started discussing the halachas and the mice of the hema, we quoted a machloikas rishonim, if kohanim are obligated in mice of the hema. And the Marit Al Ghazi says that what is the basis of that question? He says, because in the very shiurim that we're learning, in today's shiur itself, we find that mice of the hema is compared on one hand to mice of dogam, to the regular meiser that we take from produce. And on the other hand, we find that meiser behema, as we learned at the beginning of today's shiur, is compared to bechor. Kohanim are exempt from bechor, adam, and therefore we would say that kohanim are also exempt from meiser behema. On the other hand, kohanim are obligated in meiser dogam, and therefore we should say that kohanim are chayiv in meiser behema. And that's the basis of the Machlokes Rishonim. Says the Marit Al Ghazi that the Gemara that we just read is a proof that Kohanim are Chayiv in Maisa Behema. Because a woman also is Chayiv in Maisa Dagon and is Potter from Bechor Oda. Yet clearly our Gemara indicates that a Yisraelis is Chayiv in Maisa Behema, even though she's Potter from Bechor Oda. So the same should be said, says the Marit Al Ghazi regarding Kohanim, that even though they're exempt from Bechor Adam, the Chayiv and Maisa Dagon, and therefore should be Chayiv and Maisa Behema as well. Says the Gemara, the reason we didn't explain the Braisa this way is because Kamashmalon, the Zoni Yisraelis will have the Esnan. An Esnan given to a Zoni Yisraelis is not considered an Esnan. The halachas of Esnan don't apply there. Kirabaya, as Abaya teaches us, Dama Abaya, Zoyna Kutis, on one hand, an Esnan given to a non-Jewish Zoyna, Esnana Osir, that's when there's an Esnan. However, on the other hand, the Kohen Abola in a life in Shem Leichal Zara. The Torah says regarding the Kohanim, Isha Zoyna B'chalolu Lo Yitachu, a Zoyna who's not a Jewish woman, that lab doesn't apply by Kohanim. On the other hand, says Abaya, Zoni Yisraelis, Esnan and Mutter, there is no din of Esnan by Zoni Yisraelis on one hand, but on the other hand, Koin Habola, Lokalem Shem Leichal Zaroi. A woman who is a Zoyna and she's Jewish, if a Koin lives with her, he's over the lab of Ishmael Zoyna and the Kalol Leichachu. And Abai explained himself. Zoyna Kotas, Esnan Osir, Gorma Ta'eva Ta'eva Meirayis. The Torah says, regarding an Esnan, Lesavi Esnan Zoyna, Mechir Kelev, Ki So'avas Hashem L'kecha Gam Shneyem. And then the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Asher Yas Mikol Ta'eva Se'ela, regarding someone having relation with an Erva. Ma'arayis the like Tasba Kedushin, just like by Rayis, when the Kedushin is not effective with an Erva, Av Zoyna, who is considered a Zoyna, that giving her some an animal would make that animal be considered an Esnan, someone who's like Tassavar Kedushin, that doesn't have Kedushin, which is a non-Jewish woman. A Jewish woman, Kedushin is typhus. On the other hand, says the Gemara, the Kohen Abba'ala Eina Laika, if a Kohen has relations with a non-Jewish Zoyna, there is no lav of Leichal Zaroi. Leichal Zaram Rachmana. The Torah, in identifying when you over the slav, says there'll be in a situation that the child born from this relationship with the Zoyna will be a cholol. But that means it has to be a Jewish child. And we know that the halach is that the child born from a non-Jewish mother is not considered a Jew altogether. So it can't be considered zaroi. Zaroi means he's a Jewish child. And therefore, the lav wouldn't apply. A word of introduction to our next Mishnah. In halacha, there's a concept of tfusas habayis. That means if a father passed away and he leaves a yerusha, until that yerusha, until that inheritance is actually divided, it's called tfusas habayis. It's really just a continuation of the situation of the father. There's a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. The Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us that we know that halacha is that every year, every Jewish male has to give a matzis a shekel. And the Mishnah teaches us that when a matzis a shekel is given, a kalbon, and as the word itself implies, kal, something light, a small amount should be added to the matzis a shekel. There's actually, in the Gemara Masechta Shkolim, two reasons given why a kalbon should be added. One reason is because there's money that has to be paid to the money changer who takes all of these matzis a shekel and turns them into big coins. So for that service fee, you should add a kalbon. The other explanation is because the coins in the times of Chazal, unlike the coins in our times, the value of the coin was in the commodity that the coin was made out of. So a matzis a shekel of silver was worth that much in silver. But we know, as we've learned in our Masechta, at times coins get rubbed out. So to make up if there's any depreciation in that coin because it got sort of rubbed out, you have to add a kalbon. Furthermore, there's a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rav Meir in Masechta Shkolim. What is the halacha if I give a kalbon, I give a matzis shekel on behalf of my friend, where I am giving a whole shekel, that it should cover my obligation and my friend's obligation? According to the Chachamim, one kalbon is given there. According to Meir, in that case, two kalbonis are given. In a situation where a father, however, is giving a whole shekel on behalf of his two children, Rabbanan will hold that no kalbon at all is given then, and Rameyah says only one kalbon is given. And as Rashi explains, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameyah. The Rambam has a whole different pshat in our Mishnah. In the Rambam's understanding, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Chachamim, but we're going to learn according to Rashi. So begins our Mishnah, Achim HaShutfim. And here too we have a machloikus Rashi and Rambam. And really it depends on the girsa, Hachim Vashutfim or Achim HaShutfim. According to Rashi, the girsa is Hachim HaShutfim. And our Mishnah is speaking about brothers also who at times are considered just a continuation of the Tfusis Habayis. And at times brothers have a halacha of Shutfim. Hachim HaShutfim. Sometimes they're treated like Tfusis Habayis, and sometimes they're treated like Shutfim. The Rambam here too learns a different pshat. The Rambam says that our Mishnah is speaking about two different situations. One is Hachim brothers and one is Shutfim. Again, we're going to learn like Rashi. Says Rashi, in a situation Shechayav Mekalbash, which means that if the brothers inherited their father and then they divided the inheritance and then they recombined as partners, so when they're giving the Machs a shekel, even if they're giving a shekel shalom on behalf of the two brothers, so it's not considered a situation of tfusas habayis. So the chayiv in two separate kalbonis, but that is also, on the other hand, considered shutfim. And since they're considered shutfim, peturim and ma'aseh behema, because shutfim, as we've been learning, aren't chayiv and ma'aseh behema. If they're chayiv and ma'aseh behema, because if they're just continuing the father's estate, they never divided the father's estate and recombined, so they're not halachically considered shutfim, so they're chayiv and ma'aseh behema. But it's like the father who's giving the matzis shekel on behalf of his son, that he doesn't have to give two kalbons according to Rameyer, turn in a kalbon, they only have to give one kalbon. Karim et tfisis abayis, if they brought the animals from the tfisis abayis, the word karim is not exact here, that means that they're just continuing the tfisis abayis, they never divided and recombined, so they're not considered partners, and that's why the chayovim in Maisa Behema, Vimlav, But if they just divided it and then recombined, or they just brought animals together, then it's not considered tfusus abayis. It's considered a shutfus, and a shutfus is potter for ma'isa behema. Cholku, and therefore says the Mishnah, if they divided the tfusus abayis for chazu and the shtatun, they recombined as partners. Chayovim be cowboy, because partners are obligated, even if they give one shekel, they have to give two cowboys, according to a mayor. It's not like a father who's giving a whole shekel on behalf of his two sons, where a mayor says that only one cowboy must be given. On the other hand, Turan Mas Vahengma, because they're considered shutfim. Ask the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So we're, obviously, an important part of our Mishnah is that shutfim aren't obligated in Maisa Vahengma. Says the Gemara, from where do we know this? Yilcha v'loy shal shutfis. If it's a shutfis, there's no chiv in Maisa Behema. Yoka filu karm tfusus ba'is. If they're just continuing an undivided estate, the same halacha will apply. Tamalaymer, yeah. That if they're just continuing an undivided estate, then the din of Maisa Behema will apply. Ask the Gemara v'haim b'chaksiv. But this pasuk is talking about Bechor. How are we saying that? How are we learning halachas of Ma'aseh Behema by a pasuk which is stated regarding Bechor? Answers the Gemara. Ima Einyan of Bechor. The pasuk obviously cannot be speaking about Bechor, because there's a chiyuv Bechor even b'shutfus. Diksiv or b'kares b'karche b'tzoynchem. So Lashon Rabim. So we see that there is a chiyuv Bechor by shutfus. So if it's Ima Einyan of Bechor, Tanei Einyan of Ma'aseh Behema. Says the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yirmiya. Parim shechayavim b'zebezeh. Sometimes we'll have a situation where the brothers will be chayed both in Maisa Behema and in two kabonos. Parim shechayavim b'zebezeh. They'll be part of both from Maisa Behema and from two kabonos. Parim shechayavim b'kabon. Sometimes we'll be chayed in two kabonos of Ptum and Maisa Behema. Parim shechayavim b'Maisa Behema. Sometimes we'll be chayed in Maisa Behema of Ptum and a kabon. And the Gemara explains itself. Chayavim b'zebezeh. If they divided up the money, even if they recombine as partners, it doesn't make a difference. When they're giving the one shekel, they're going to have to give two cowboys, but they like Chalkim Vein, they didn't divide the animals. So since they didn't divide the animals, it's just a continuation of the Tfusis Abayis, and if it's a continuation of the Tfusis Abayis, there's a Chiv, a Maisa Behema. It's not considered a Shutfis. Ptur Mizeh Mizeh, Shechalkim Behema. They divided the animals and then they recombined, so it's considered a shutfis, and therefore there's no chiv or ma'isa behema. So like chalk b'ksafim, they never divided up the money, so it's considered as if the father is giving the max, the shekel on behalf of his sons, where only one cowboy need to be given. Chayavim a cowboy or b'turim ma'isa behema, shechalk b'zebzeh, we divided everything. So they divided everything, so that's why the chayiv and the cowboy, because it's just like two brothers giving a shekel together, two partners giving a shekel together, that they have to give two kabbonis. But they're shutfim now. They recombine. And shutfim are part of Ma'aseh Behema. Chayavim Ma'aseh Behema p'turim min hakalbon. So if they didn't divide anything, the chayav Ma'aseh Behema, because it's just a continuation of the tfusus abayis, and since it's just a continuation of the tfusus abayis, it's not a shutfis, and the din of Ma'aseh Behema will apply. And the p'turim min hakalbon, because it's a tfusus abayis, and therefore it's like the father giving for the two sons, where only one cowboy need to be given, not two. Ask the Gemara, Pshita. Even though all of these halakas are very beautiful, they're really all based on the principle that we set forth in the Mishnah. What's he teaching us that we haven't already learned? Answers the Gemara, Chok b'behem v'lachok b'ksofim esukhlei. The chiddush here is where they divided the animals, and they did not yet divide the money. Where we said that the halacha is that they don't have to give ma'isa behema, and they only have to give one cowboy. Says the one, kusaka da'ata chamina, kiva the chalka behema. Since they've already begun the process of dividing the Yerusha, and they've already divided the animals, goli adatai domifikamayin. So we see that this Yerusha is going to be divided. And therefore, even though they haven't actually come around to divide the money, L'chayiv b'kalbon, they should already be chayiv in the kalbon as if it was divided. And even if they recombine, they're going to have to give two kalbons, kamash mon, and until it's actually divided, they're not chayiv. There's a very interesting discussion amongst the poskim in a situation where there are a number of partners, many partners. The case that I saw is there were 12 partners in a whiskey business. Now, whiskey, we know, is chametz. And 11 of those partners sold their chametz to a guy, and one didn't. And the question is, can we say that 11 twelfths of that whiskey is not have a problem of chametz shavu l'va Pesach because it was sold by those 11 partners did sell their chametz? So even though we're going to learn in tomorrow's shiur, we've learned the previous shiur, the concept of yesh greira or ein greira, and we hold ein greira, we don't say there's retroactive designation. Here, the Pesach would say, we would say the concept of yesh greira, because since whiskey, as the Pnei Yeshua says, is only chametz medrabonon, by drabonon we say yesh greira. But the question is that on chametz, on Pesach, all chametz is osur to be held on to, because of the din of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzah. And since all of this is osur to be held on to, chametz is not bottle, so then maybe since that chametz had some Jewish ownership over Pesach, it should remain osur. So I saw a very big chiddush, based on what we just learned in our Gemara, that our Gemara says that there is no din of Maisa Behema by Shutzis. And the reason the Gemara says there is no din on Maisa Behema by Shutzis is because the Pasuk says Yiloch, and only when it's owned by one person. Similarly, the Pasuk want to suggest, this is the Halach of Laila Maisa, that the Torah uses the words Yiroah L'cho Chametz, that the Isser of Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzah doesn't apply by Chametz that's owned B'Shutfis, and therefore that problem wouldn't be an issue here. The only issue would be Chametz Shavu L'va Pesach, which is Issur D'Rabbanan, where we can't, we apply, as I said a moment ago, the concept of Yesh Greira, and 11 twelfths of this whiskey would not be considered Chametz Shavu L'va Pesach.